Very unusual events. Sometimes things just happen. They could make us laugh even if they are not funny. Other times we can't help but feel the drama of the event. One very unusual event happened in Germany. A train engine had caught on fire and of course the engineer got out. Firemen were working to put out the flames, then something happened. The train had been parked on high ground which had a decline. I don't know if someone forgot to check if the brakes were on, or maybe the flames damaged that system, but the train began to roll. The firemen and others began to chase the burning train, but it was picking up speed and on top of that, it was heading to the border between Germany and Austria. In the end, the pursuing firemen managed to catch up with the train and put out the fire. How would you feel if you went out of your home at night and saw strange lights in the sky? What if others from your area joined you in the spectacle, and the crowd built up until it was in the thousands and you all stood there frozen in amazement, but later you were told they were just flares, told this after many experts came out and said they couldn't be? Would you feel you were lied to? That is how many feel who watched the Phoenix lights, and to this day many believe the objects were not from this earth. We have a huge problem. The problem is our data is really either not entirely secured by many who collect it, and nothing seems to be done to force those collecting it to protect it better. There are many data breaches we hear nothing about, and some of the companies and government agencies involved still continue to be hit. We are told to be more careful with our data, but how is that possible when the credit agencies and government agencies like the Fifth.A lose it? We don't even hear much about the breaches sometimes. I bet you didn't know 2022 was the second biggest year for data breaches. Computer crime is rampant, as is other means. The biggest hacks happened to US banks. Even China had a problem with this. There are so many disasters in the world we never hear about. One of them was of biblical proportions and happened in Kenya a few years ago. We have read about what I am about to tell you in the Bible, but it never stopped. There are photos of locusts in Kenya, Africa invading the land. People are running to try and get away from them and they are eating everything and leaving nothing. It was said to be the worst infestation in many years as it hit Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, Uganda, South Sudan, and Yemen. I doubt many of us heard about this. Sometimes Mother Nature shows us her destructive side. Most of us know Mount Vesuvius wiped out Pompeii. Yes, it was a very long time ago, but I wonder how many no scientists have said it will erupt again. Some scientists feel it is overdue. It is classified as an active volcano. If there was another major eruption today, many would die. There are said to be about 600,000 people living in 18 towns in what is known as the Red Zone. It has been said these people stand little chance of survival if it erupts. It is hoped a plan the Italian government put into effect to monitor the volcano will be able to give 72 hours notice of an upcoming eruption. I know I wouldn't want to live under Vesuvius. One of the most famous of unexpected events was the sinking of the Titanic. While it has been more than 110 years since the tragedy, the cause is still being looked into on hundreds of documentaries. When one goes onto a ship, which is said to be unsinkable, they feel very safe and usually never expect there is a chance they are going to die, because the ship will indeed sink. There have been several reasons said to be the cause over the years. I guess the reason is not important anymore, but we will never forget what happened. What is going on with all these mass shootings? Why are criminals allowed to do what they want because of the lax criminal laws which have been enacted? It is hard to believe those in charge of creating and amending the criminal laws in this country have so weakened them. For the first 11 months of 2022, it was said the victims of mass shootings numbered a little over 3,000 people, and 2022 was the second highest year for them. There is no doubt this affects the very fabric of our country. The criminal laws seem to be getting crazier and crazier. I heard the other day, one city wants to allow non-citizens to become police officers. There are just so many tragic events which could never have been imagined to happen. Many people were living around a lake in Cameroon, in Africa. They had lived there for many years without a problem. One night their beloved lake killed everyone and all their animals. It is believed the lake belched up enough carbon dioxide to perform this terrible deed. This is the kind of thing which can never be planned for, or ever expected. This lake was formed by a meteor. I don't know if that had anything to do with the disaster or not. In 1561 an event took place that would even be more baffling to people then than people today. It took place in Nuremberg. We know about it because it was reported at the time and a wood carving of the event was made commemorating the event. People hit the streets to look up into the sky. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. It seems two different groups of UFOs were fighting with each other. The reports stated there were hundreds of objects in the sky. I have been saying for years it seems like there could be a cold war between UFOs and aliens which sometimes breaks into a shooting one. The description which was printed described the objects as semicircles, globes, and rod structures. It went on to say a large black triangular object appeared and then there was a crash outside the city. I find it interesting that a black triangle craft was described as we are still seeing them today.